NPR CEO Jarl Mohn is visiting NPR member stations across the country and recently stopped by Wyoming Public Media. Mohn took over his position July 1st. He previously worked in commercial broadcasting in both radio and television and has experience with MTV, the E! Television Network, and even XM. He tells Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck how that background will help him guide NPR.
The most important thing in my background is I spent the last 12 years with Southern California Public Radio. So I have a deep love, a deep passion, and a deep involvement as a board member, chairman of the board of that radio station. I also spent the last 8 years as a trustee, a board member of the Annenberg School at USC. So I do have an affinity for journalism and for public radio specifically. But back to my commercial days, I think the biggest thing is the ability to build a business. And as you and I have chatted offline, Bob, the biggest challenges that public radio face and NPR specifically face is the business side of the equation. And I've had a lot of experience fixing businesses like that. I think that's the most important part. On a content programming side, I think public radio has not particularly been marketed very well, and it has to do with understanding the audience and understanding how to communicate with an audience. So those are things I think, I hope, I can bring to the equation.
It was interesting. We were just up in Jackson Hole, a lot of the station members here, and talking with some of our listeners. And one of the concerns they have is they've heard an awful lot about these budget cuts, some of the layoffs or buyouts maybe is the better terminology. And they're very concerned about the future of the network.
I am concerned. It's really sad that it's occurred, and it's unnecessary that it's occurred in that NPR reaches nationally 38 million people each week, 28 over the radio, and an additional 10 million people digitally. To not have the money, the financial resources to grow, given that reach, and it's an amazing audience, you know, very influential, educated, smart, engaged people, committed people. We can fix that. I am concerned that it occurred, you know, and we're committed to it not happening again.
We all know there are people that are very passionate about NPR and on the positive side mostly, but there are those that have some concerns about the network and have not liked it and have looked at cutting money for it. Mm-hmm. How do we address that?
Well, I think there are two basic issues as I understand it. One of them is a bit easier to deal with than the other. Many criticize the network and this perceived bias that we're left or left of center, which is just not the case. One of the most interesting things to me when I took this job was the amount of email I got from friends of mine that are conservative, who are huge fans, that love it. So I was really intrigued and wanting to understand their point of view about the network. And there's – for the people that do listen, that give it a try, and whenever anybody confronts me with that, I say, hey, why don't you listen? Listen for a couple of hours. Put in 4 hours and you call me and you tell me what you hear that you think is biased. And I've given that challenge to many people. No one has taken me up on it at this point. That's easier to deal with because that's reality. The part of it that's harder to deal with is the fact that some people believe that there shouldn't be any public funding of radio at all, regardless of ideology. That's harder to get to. I do think there's a compelling story, particularly in most communities where public radio is the primary and most important source of information. I think that there is a public responsibility and that there should be funding for that.
All I hear whenever I go to seminars or conferences is that radio is going away. We've all got to report in a multimedia sense, which we certainly are doing. But we've heard a lot that maybe people aren't going to be listening to us in 5 or 10 years. What's your take?
I don't believe that. I think radio is a very vibrant medium. It's certainly not growing like mobile or the web. The web's even kind of leveling off. But I think radio is going to continue to be a primary way of reaching and communicating with people for a long period of time. That said, we can't deny what's happening with digital, And we have to think about ourselves as producers of very compelling, interesting, and important content. And we got to make that available to people wherever they are, whether it's on a phone, mobile device, whether it's on a tablet, whether it's on a laptop, whether it's on a radio. We have to be everywhere.
Yarrell Moen, a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. This has been great.